Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There is still no significant drop in the number of people in Massachusetts hospitalized for COVID-19. Hospitalization numbers need to fall before the state can try to get back to normal, according to Governor Charlie Baker. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now with more on that and what Governor Baker said today about when businesses may reopen. So, Steve, just yesterday, the governor extended the earliest date we can begin to reopen to May 18th, and there is an advisory board he announced to help chart a course forward. What's the advisory board doing?
Well, the governor says that they have been meeting remotely and will begin to seek input from various sectors as they formulate a plan. It's a rather tight deadline, as they're supposed to report back back to the governor by May 18th.
The goal here is to develop guidelines for businesses to start a phased-in approach to reopening safely. We'll be ready to move on from this stage of our lives, but not until we actually see the data that demonstrates that it can be done and done appropriately. When we take a step forward, we don't want to take two steps back.
So that's kind of another way of his saying what he has said quite a bit, and that is he's not going to cave to pressure to reopen the economy.
Yeah, exactly. The governor says that moving too quickly runs the real risk of creating another outbreak, which will in turn put people out of work, overwhelm the healthcare system, and put us right back in the public health crisis that everyone has worked so hard to get out of.
The governor mentioned there in that cut data, specifically the numbers out of the Department of Public Health today about the COVID-19 outbreak. What are they showing today?
Well, we still have over 3,800 people who are hospitalized with COVID-19. 1,000 of those folks are in the ICU. We also have the highest number of deaths reported on a single day today. 252 more deaths are being reported, which means so far here in Massachusetts, a total of 3,405 people have died from the virus. Although the governor acknowledged today that that number is likely higher, as many more deaths early in this pandemic were not properly attributed to COVID-19. Now, the number of new cases reported today is up by over 1,900, bringing the total number of cases to just over 60,000.
Several more communities began requiring face coverings for people out in public. Some even plan to hand out fines. Yet the governor is not making the wearing of masks statewide mandatory. Did he say why?
Sure, he prefers to leave that decision to the cities and towns. It's the local boards of health and the police that would actually enforce those requirements. Still, he acknowledges masks are part of the new normal.
I think as we go forward, we're all going to be, in many cases, in many circumstances, expected to wear a face covering or a mask. And I think I said this yesterday, if locals want to do something that doesn't actually stand in direct conflict with either state law or state policy, they do have a fair amount of latitude, and that's appropriate because they're going to see more of what's going on in the ground in their communities than we are.
Now, the governor did mention that they're looking at the need for face coverings on public transportation. They're not ready to require that just yet, but it is a possibility.
And one more thing, Steve. Yesterday, the governor said he felt like he's been running something of a marathon dealing with the health effects of the virus and the economic effects on the state. Today, during the news conference, you asked him a question about how he's getting a respite from the pressure. I wonder why you asked him that and what he told you.
Well, Lisa, we're all feeling the effects of this, and it's putting us all under a lot of pressure. I'm sure you feel it. I feel it. And we've all developed our own coping mechanisms, be it listening to music or going for a walk. I like going for a ride in my car, even if I have no place to go. So I was curious what the governor does. Here's what he had to say.
The lieutenant governor and I used to do 15 or 20 events a day, and the best part of the job was the being out and about part. And now we spend most of our time on the phone, and whether it's at home or here, that's pretty much the only places we go. There's just not a lot of room for unwinding at this point.
So it's important to grab a moment here or there, no matter how brief. I know the governor's been out straight with this, but I certainly hope he takes a moment to maybe catch a Swampscott sunrise. That's probably not a bad idea.
Or a sunrise anywhere, for that matter. Thank you very much, WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.